They went back and forth for 3 hours. Mitch Kessler, the county's solid waste consultant, recommended the board open the three company near monopoly to competitive bidding, but county staff estimates that could cost $60,000. Commissioner Kevin Beckner said he sits as a judge for the people and wants to make sure they get the best value when a new contract is made.
And the two issues is, do we go ahead and enter into negotiations only with the current haulers, or do we take it out for a competitive bid? And my question is, if we entered into this contract back in 1996, we had 151,000 households, and now we come fast forward to today, there's 254,000 households. If we have never revisited the redrawing of those districts, or taking into consideration that we're dealing more with volume as well as efficiencies by serving more households, would that not dramatically impact our potential rate?
Commissioners Beckner, Al Higginbotham, and Mark Sharp wanted the board to give immediate direction to staff to open the bidding process to qualified companies. But Commissioner Les Miller said the board was acting outside the original intention for the workshop.
If we had put it on there that we were going to discuss and vote on decisions of groundwork of contracts, that would have been a horse of a different color. Then the public would have understood that, and I think the vendors would have understood that. I would have understood that. And I asked a question when I first came in, and I was told no. And this says discussion of contract options. It does not say adoption of contract options. We have given, the chairman has said this, we've given our staff a boatload of things that they can go back and look at.
And Sharp said he's open to a competitive bidding process in hopes to drive down prices, but he's concerned about the transition if the existing three companies are ousted. He said when the board first entered into contracts in 1996, the process was more than a headache for ratepayers.
I don't think there's any way we can lowball the mess that we had for at least 8 years. I mean, I wasn't a commissioner during that time. I just know when I got here in 2005, we were still getting a lot of complaints.
The group continued grappling with how to take out the trash. There was a motion, then an amendment to the motion, then a substitute motion. It was Commissioner Ken Hagen who finally put an end to the debate.
I'm going to try and bring this in for a landing. I'm going to offer a substitute to the substitute motion that we schedule a workshop where we take public comment, and the goal is to determine how we're going to change the way we do business and what our goals are for the new contract, irrespective of its renegotiating with the current vendors or if it's going out for a competitive procurement.
Hagen's motion passed, so the board will schedule another workshop to hear public comments as well as presentations from vendors. A date has not been determined, but the board will have three options, including retaining the current companies or opening a competitive bidding process. The current contract doesn't expire for another 2 years. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.